Right, it's Neville Collard here, and we're standing at Grant Marine Park in Cottesloe, and we're looking out over the ocean, over to the Wardarm, to Wadjum, or Wadjum up as it's now called, Rottnest Island. And we can also look back to your left and see Tower Rocks, and look back left again and you can see Karnak Island, and you look further left, or south it may be, you can see the beginning of Garden Island. Rottnest was called Wadjum, or Wadjum Up, and it meant the place on the other side of the river. And as a young boy and young man growing up, I couldn't understand why they called it Wadjum, until one day I met a marine scientist who was doing some survey work for the federal government. And he told me that he'd been waiting 15 years to tell this story. And he put a map on the PowerPoint up on the screen, and it was all of the Derble Nara. The Derble Nara being Coburn Sound and all the ocean in between Rottnest, Garden Island, Karnak, and Tower Rocks out to the stragglers. About 7,000 to 8,000 years ago was the last major warming that took place on Earth. Up until then, the Noongars were hunting and spearing fish, crayfish, crab, in the Coburn Sound, the Derble Nara. When the warming came, the river, which was then flowing to the west end of Rottnest, and the channel goes right for about 200 miles out to the west, past Rottnest Island out into the Indian Ocean. If you fly there, you can see it. And when the warming came, the land that was formed, the land bridge from Point Perrin through to Garden Rottnest Island, was covered by the warming and the water that was flowing in. So the water that was originally in Derble Nara, about up to your knee deep or a bit deeper at high tide, that's now up to 4 or 5 metres deep in places, but it's still not a very deep ocean, bearing in mind that the Parmelia are underground down at Woodman's Point at low tide. And so that's the Noongars, why Rottnest Island was called a place on the other side of the river, because where we're looking out across the river was the river, original river. And the Swan River was most probably lots smaller than what it is now. But it's all there for your eyes all to see when you look out west to Rottnest, and then from a westerly direction down to the southerly direction to the Garden Island.